Arranging the mind. The way to manage mind clutter is via selective emphasis. The mind, or brain, does not throw anything away, since everything is useful in one context or another. However, what we connect to, what resonates with us, what's pertinent, and thus what we literally see and notice, is affected by what we emphasize and what we de-emphasize. If we do this with deliberation, as a conscious strategy, it can greatly affect what is present in our lives. Clutter is typically there because we obsess over it and don't let it go. Our focus on clutter thus becomes a hasslesome habit. The trick is to realize we cannot get rid of things completely. And especially to realize we cannot get rid of anything via attention, especially emphasized attention. With the way the brain works, that simply serves to entrench it. The only way to get rid of things in the brain is to replace it. The way to do this is via deliberate de-emphasis and deliberate selected emphasis. We have to carefully choose what we wish to replace the clutter with, and focus on that positive replacement with all of the enthusiastic and energetic emphasis and enthusiasm we can muster. Understanding de-emphasis is also important, as it's a particular non-attention focused on associating unimportance and irrelevance, and disconnecting any emotional residue, which tells the brain something is no longer valuable or important, and thus needs to be sent to the brain's basement storage. If we use emphasis as a positive immersion, very soon we can replace our whole personal world. See also the science of personal change, the reality of perception, self-leverage via a hero, the positive nurse, the tools of change part 4.1, manipulating, attention, care, threat, hashtag emphasis, hashtag de-emphasis, hashtag attention, hashtag brain science, hashtag train the brain, hashtag immersion, hashtag focus, hashtag unrelenting positivity, hashtag replacement psychology, hashtag selective emphasis.